Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. We do have a quorum. Representative Baker, did you get a chance to review the minutes?
Madam Chair, for March 2nd, they look perfect.
Representative Baker moves the minutes of March 2nd, 2017. Any discussion or changes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. I move the calendar for the day Monday, March 13th, 2017. Any discussion? Representative Portman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair and Representative Davids, can you tell me a little bit about the Senate Companion?
Chair Davids.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Leader Hortman. No.
Okay. Representative Hortman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I understand that there's a different Senate file that will be matched up, that the Senate file that's moving on this topic is not one that was initially a companion to House File 5, and I was wondering if Mr. McCormick could explain to us how the bills will become companion. This bill will become a companion to something in the Senate.
Mr. McCormick?
Madam Chair, members, it may sound a little arcane, but on occasion, when a bill doesn't have a companion, it can be matched up typically at the Senate or House desk. And there's a joint rule allowing, in addition to the companions, other amendments or provisions to be referred to a conference committee. So that has been taken to allow either the chief clerk or the secretary of the Senate to match the bills up at the desk. And that is done when there's no companion, but when there's a similar or substantively similar bill that both bodies have passed. So in this case, I think the matchup will happen at the Senate desk. And a Senate file will be designated as the partner to House File 5.
Representative Portman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, Mr. McCormick, House File 5, once we pass it, presuming we're going to pass it off the floor on Monday, will be sent to the Senate desk, where the Senate will do what with it?
Mr. McCormick?
Madam Chair, typically the Senate would refer this to the committee, potentially the Rules Committee, and then another bill in that committee would be matched up and the Senate file substituted into the House language and sent back to the floor. And that's one of the most common methods of matching up the bills.
Senator Portman?
So just to be clear, then the substance of a Senate file would be added on as like a delete all in Rules Committee?
Madam Chair, yes. In Rules Committee, sometimes it happens in Senate Finance Committee, and sometimes it's the substance of the Senate bill, but there's nothing to stop them from taking the substance of the House bill and retaining it if they chose.
Representative Portman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, Mr. McCormick, then it's possible that none of the substance of House File 5 would have been heard in Senate committees, but different substance in the same, you know, family of conversation has been heard, and then that version would be what would be passed off of the Senate floor.
Mr. McCormick?
Chair, members, yes.
Thank you.
Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the calendar for the day Monday, March 13th, 2017, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion does prevail. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to these bills is now in place. Meeting is adjourned.